I guess it's time I revealed a bit more about myself, seeing as both Dipper and Birch had given you a lot of their background. I guess you could say I've always been a dreamer, and the skies have always fascinated me. I would spend late nights in the backyard as a child with a simple pair of binoculars, trying to get a good view of the moon or attempting to see the planets. You can't really see anything more in a pair of binoculars, but that was all I had. When I went to college, I of course majored in astronomy. I knew I was going to have to continue my education, even past a bachelor's degree, if I was going to be serious, and that, well, that was partly my downfall. I was outside yesterday in the early evening trying to get a good view of Venus when Birch approached.
Okay, bore me.
Excuse me?
You said you didn't want to bore me with your angst. I got time. I'm interested. How did she hurt you?
I was taken aback. How did you know it was a she?
Well, it could have been a he, but you just don't seem the type. But someone hurt you. Badly.
You sure you want to know?
Star, I'm a musician. We thrive on angst.
Well, yes, it was a she. I don't even remember her name exactly. We met when we were both freshmen. She was in my English literature class. I hated it, but she thrived on it. She saw I was struggling and offered to help, so we met up about once a week just to go over the last reading assignment. But then it became twice a week. Then about every day. All I remember about that time was that she made me see that there was more to life than science and intellect. She was poetry. She was music. She was everything I wasn't. She opened up parts of my heart that I didn't even know existed. Then it all came crashing down. It happened the semester before graduation. She asked me what I was planning to do with my degree. I told her I was going to go on to get my master's and finally my doctorate. Her face changed. She then asked me when I was planning on settling down. I was struck. It never occurred to me that she wanted to marry me. Until that point, a thousand thoughts raced through my mind. All I could manage to say was, I don't know. She cried and ran. I don't know why. I don't know why I didn't marry her right then and there. I don't know why I didn't chase after her. I don't know why she never called me. I don't know why she never showed up at our usual meeting place again. I don't know why I let the greatest joy of my life simply slip through my fingers. But I did. I didn't see her again until years later. She had married an architect that she didn't love. She was content, but she was not happy. And neither was I. I realized that while I had been talking, a tear had managed to escape from one of my eyes and was running down my cheek. Birch was quiet for a long time.
Come on. The stars will still be there tomorrow. We have a song to record.
Usually in the morning, I'm filled with sweet belonging, and everything is beautiful to see. Even when it's raining, the sound of heaven singing is simply joyful music to me. Sometimes I feel like a sad song, like I'm all alone without you. So many different places, a million smiling faces. Life is so incredible to me, especially to be near you, and how it is to touch you. Oh, paradise was made for you and me. Sometimes I feel like a sad song, like I'm all alone without you. I know that life goes on just perfectly, and everything is just the way that it should be. Still, there are times when my heart feels like breaking, and anywhere is where I'd rather be. Oh, and in the nighttime, I know that it's the right time to hold you close and say I love you so. To have someone to share with, and someone I can care with, and that is why I wanted you to know. Sometimes I feel like a sad song, like I'm all alone without you. A sad song, like I'm all alone without you, without you.